Winter is just around the corner, and it will be here before you know it. Are you or someone you know sick of dealing with snow? Are you paying an outrageous amount for snow removal every time it snows? Look no further than Eric's Winter Services for all your snow removal and snow hauling needs. That's not all. They also do lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming. To get an estimate, contact Eric at 920-255-8592 or email ericswinterservices@gmail.com. Like them on Facebook at Eric's Winter Services. Serving Wisconsin's Fox Valley area. Eric's Winter Services. Snow flurries, no worries.
If you're a fan of the paranormal world, then you'll love WLTK-DB Talk Radio. Talk shows bringing you the latest on everything paranormal, cryptozoological, metaphysical, true crime, psychic readings, and more. The truth is here and now on WLTK-DB Talk Radio at WLTKDB.com.
Welcome to the official Cryptids, Anomalies, and the Paranormal Society's podcast. I'm your host, Barnaby, and you're listening to Whispers from the Dark. On the road again! Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. I'm your host, Barnaby, and it has been a while since we have been recording from a moving vehicle. That's right, we are on our way home from CryptidCon in Lexington, Kentucky, and we thought that we would record our first episode from there, from here. So joining me is Ma.
Hi.
Hi. And our new little riding mascot, Snowball. For those of you listening, Snowball is a little stuffed Yeti. They're very rambunctious. I got a bunch of them to sell at the conventions and stuff. And he squeaks.
Yeah.
And he managed to sneak out of the crate of the rest of them and has just decided to ride along on all the trips now. So
his mascot.
Yeah, he's our vehicle mascot. He waves out the window at passing cars and they're very rambunctious little guys. I have another one at home, too, named Snowflake now, so there's two of them. Yeah. Okay. So we have two little stuffed Yetis that have joined our crew. If you watch any of the Monday Morning Monsters episodes of our podcast shows, Snowflake can be seen on the shelf behind me sometimes, so you'll have to keep an eye out for Snowflake. But this is Snowball. Oh, it's about a minute of your life that you're never going to get back talking about the little stuffed Yetis. Oh, my.
Of which?
Fun fact, yeah. Fun fact, another one of the little Yetis has a very prominent home with someone that you also may know. That's right, from Expedition Bigfoot. Dr. Maria Mayer came and purchased one of the little snow Yetis. So, I think, she'll have one at her house as well.
Almost had two.
Yeah, she almost had two. She was gonna get one for, her, daughter or son, I can't remember.
Son
that was at home. And, she told her son that was with her to remember to pick one up. So she stopped by right away on Sunday morning to buy one from us. And then her son came by later and remembered to pick one up as well. So both of them had one. And she's like, oh, I already bought one. So then one got returned. But for a little while, Maria had two. it was a very busy weekend.
Yeah.
So we were hoping to record a lot of interviews with some people that were there, the TV personality people and stuff. But in all honesty, it was so busy we didn't have time to even get to anybody. We did get a couple episodes of Whispers from the Dark recorded. You're going to get two new episodes next week and the week after are going to be recorded from this weekend at CryptidCon. And your first one is going to be, next week is going to be the Steve that owns the Cryptozoology and Paranormal Museum down in North Carolina. And that just opened up, I think, last year, he says. And he talks about all kinds of cool stuff that they have going on there. They do paranormal tours. They do Bigfoot tours. And he'll be on next week to tell you all about that. As well as the guy who used to be a paranormal investigator and now makes paranormal equipment. And he talks about some of his expeditions into the paranormal and Bigfooting and stuff, as well as his equipment that he's got for sale. And he was nice enough at the end of the episode, he brought over two devices to show me and gave them to us to take on our investigations and try out and see what we think of them. So we got two new pieces of paranormal equipment, and you can hear all about them and how they work on next week's episode. And then in 2 weeks, if you remember back, we were giving away tickets to CryptidCon because we were an official sponsor of CryptidCon. And we gave away two tickets to the event this weekend on our YouTube page. And we got to hang out with the winners of those tickets on Saturday. And her friend, her and her husband won, but then her and her friend came over and recorded an episode of Whispers from the Dark. And they have some really interesting Bigfoot, Dogman, Shadow Man stories that they share on the show, and that'll be in 2 weeks. So, but we may have not been able to record any episodes with any of the personalities and stuff, but I did get a chance to talk with Cliff Berrickman. I almost called him Berrickman, and that was Cliff Berrickman from... Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Sorry, Cliff.
It's all right. You already forgot.
I know.
I got a chance to talk to Cliff, and he agreed to come on Monday Morning Monsters and be a guest on that show, as well as Maria Mayer agreed to come on. She does have to clear it through Travel Channel because she's under contract. But both of them I have contact information for, and just need to set up interviews with them for Monday Morning Monsters, which is every morning, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time on WLTK-DB Talk Radio. And so, let's see, we had, Eli Watson as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Eli Watson from Cryptid Campfire Podcast. And he was on Chasing Legends, Nash Hoover's show, who's been on our podcast, as well as now as he is working with the Small Town Monsters crew, Seth Breedlove and Alexander Petikoff. And he has also agreed to come on the show, but like I said, we were all... I mean, Saturday we couldn't leave the booth.
No.
It was a massive amount of people down here this weekend. It was probably the best show that we've done as far as profit, and we have brand new cards.
Running
that,
out of stuff.
Oh yeah, we sold out of a lot of stuff that we had brought. By the second day, I mean, we didn't have as much sales that day because we didn't have anything left. But
everybody came back looking for stuff that was there the first day. They couldn't get to the table to get it.
Yeah.
And it was already gone. So
kudos to the guys running CryptidCon, Creepy People Management, that put on the show. I'm not sure what year this is. I want to say it's like 5 or 6 or more that they've been doing it. This is the second year that we've been there. But it was a good show. Definitely good. Worth it to go check it out. Amazing group of people for speakers and stuff this year as well. Let's see. We got Seth Breedlove and Eli Watson, Alexander Petikoff from Small Town Monsters. And there was another guy in the booth. I don't know who he was. Yeah. Sorry, man. I haven't watched all the Small Town Monsters, and I don't know who we are. But he was there. Metazoo was right in front of us. They are a collectible trading card game that is all cryptids, UFOs, paranormal creatures and stuff. It's kind of a amalgamation of Pokemon and Magic the Gathering, and it incorporates real-world situations into the game. For example, if you're playing near water, your water creatures are bonus. So if you have a glass of water on the table, they all get bonuses. If you're playing at night, your creepy dark creatures and stuff get bonuses. If you're playing during the day or near a forest or etc. And you can bring things like, you know, like a little fake tree or something to simulate a forest. And then all your creatures and stuff get bonuses and stuff. So it ties in meta, you know, like the metaverse and everything. It ties in the meta of real life and gameplay together. And they got several series of cards out. They just released the new series, Seance, for October, and it's all really creepy. He was showing me a card that's the Hat Man, and the guy that was Texas Ted, he was on our show when we met them down at the Hodag Festival in Rhinelander. He was talking on our podcast as well. You can go back and check that episode out. And he didn't know who the Hat Man was, so me and the other guy at the booth were trying to explain it to him as to what it was. And then he got creeped out, and then he walked away. And good times. So, all of the surviving, I guess we'll say, members of Mountain Monsters were there, minus Trapper. I'm sorry, minus Trapper. It has been a long weekend, and I'm falling asleep. But we are, like I said, we're on our way home from Lexington, Kentucky right now. We're in Indiana, so, you know, that's where we're at. And so all of the Mountain Monster guys were there. I was pretty excited to meet Jeff finally, because Jeff was the only one that I haven't gotten to meet. We've met Wild Bill several occasions at different events, and Buck at several events as well. And we've met
Huckleberry.
Was Huckleberry at MI Paracon
this year?
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to think who was there.
Sorry, but she can.
Oh yeah. Oh yep. Yep, Huckleberry was, we've met a couple times as well now too, but, and then Willie was here, and then,
Jeff,
yeah, so, Jeff was the one that I was missing, and I gotta say, he's my favorite on the show. Who's your favorite Mountain Monster?
I like Willie, because I like all the traps.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a builder and tree climber and all that.
Cliff Berrickman, as I said, was at this event. And I had a lot of good conversation with Cliff, and he made a comment about, we were talking about the Mountain Monsters as well. Oh, and Melissa, his wife, was there. I had a good conversation with her. She does a lot of like horror movies and special effects and stuff, and, you know, having done the haunted house in the past, you know, we had a pretty good conversation about that. We should just have her on the show. Cliff, I'm going to take Melissa over here, and we're going to record a podcast and talk all about creepy horror stuff. And he'll be like, good, go. I don't know anything about that. Yeah. But I talked to Cliff about some interesting questions about casting that I had about, like, casting in the snow and other things like that. So, Hydrocal. It's like a gypsum cement compound, and that is what he highly recommends for any of your stuff. If you're going to be doing casting of footprints and stuff in the snow, he said to get a snow wax, and it comes in a spray can, like an aerosol, like a spray paint can, and you spray it into the track. You do lose some definition, but he said it doesn't really matter because you're casting in snow and there's no real definition to be had anyway. So he said to spray that in there first, and it kind of stops the, there's a chemical reaction when you mix plaster, and it heats up a little bit, and it tends to melt the snow. But if you put this wax down first, it puts a little bit of a barrier between the snow and the plaster, and then you can cast better in the snow. And then we were discussing other unique situations for casting, such as like in a very wet area, and he said just make it very thick, almost like a clay, and put it in there. Another thing he said that you could do for snow casting and situations like that is when you, and he said this is from like the police that do like evidence collection and stuff, that you take a sifter and you know, like a
screen,
and you put a little bit of just the powder of the casting plaster in there, and you sift that over the track first, and that absorbs a little bit of the water that's in there out of the snow, so that when you pour the mix in, it has a little bit of a barrier. So again, I'm planning on getting Cliff on Monday Morning Monsters, so if you're interested in hearing more, I'm going to be talking a lot with him about specifically casts, and like he does a presentation about
comparing footprints,
establishing track records of different individual Sasquatch based on their tracks, so he can actually determine an individual Sasquatch over time in a certain area based on their tracks, and get a good idea of where that creature has been seen, where it's moving, when it's been moving, how long they live, growth cycles based on the length of the footprints, etc. I hope to get him on the show and talk a little bit about that, because he doesn't really talk too much about that on, you know, Bigfoot and Beyond and stuff, and that's a presentation that I've only heard a couple times that he gives at conventions, because it's usually about his museum. So, and that was the other thing I was going to add. I was trying to get back to that. We started talking about the mountain monsters, and Cliff said that he never really liked professional wrestling because it was fake, and why would people watch pro wrestling? And he said Bobo made a really good analogy that there's pro wrestling and there's amateur wrestling, which is real, and pro wrestling, which is entertainment. And he goes, that's the way he looks at finding Bigfoot versus the mountain monsters. The mountain monsters are the professional wrestlers of the Bigfoot world, you know. And Cliff says he's not really sure if they realize their show is fake. But he said he loves those guys. They're a lot of fun, and a lot of other cool stories with them he was telling me, as well as Melissa had a few too, so that was a fun day. So we'll stay on Cliff. You had an interesting run-in with Cliff?
I just said hi. He had no idea who I was. I'm like, I'm Barnaby's mom. Who? I don't know Barnaby. Okay. Then I tried other things. No. I said, that's okay. Yeah. Sure. It kind of got him. He stopped in front of me in the hallway because he was going into his room. So, you know, I just said, hi, Cliff. It didn't go well. So,
anybody that listens to Bigfoot and Beyond, though, has got to realize by now that Cliff's memory and his time, and, you know, he always says time is very fluid for him, that he doesn't remember anything, so.
I feel the same way, because I had people come up to me this weekend that, you know, like, knew me from, you know, wherever, and things. Like, I don't remember you. I'm sorry, but I didn't tell him that. I just didn't. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Good to see you again.
Yeah. You know, I kind of remember, but I don't remember why.
Yeah, we've met so many people on the road and different, and it's interesting because you can drive all the way up to Minnesota and then down to Kentucky, and you meet the same people at these conventions, customer-wise. Not just the presenters and the other vendors and stuff, but you...
We had people from Baraboo, and there's another one down south, Oak Creek.
Kenosha?
Yeah.
Yep. From our home state. Suamico, up by Green Bay. We had people from there down here.
Well, way out west, too, I remember.
Yep.
By La Crosse, I think.
We had a guy come up to the booth wearing the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Convention t-shirt from this past year, and I thought that was really cool to see our I don't know, I want to call it hometown convention or whatever, represented as well down in Kentucky here, so.
Hometown wasn't even our state, but that's okay.
Yeah, right, well, it's probably the closest convention other than Milwaukee Paracon. So Milwaukee Paracon and Marinette Menominee
convention. There's other festivals, but like Elmwood and that. But
yeah, there's some.
They aren't that close.
Rhinelander or Hodag Fest.
I was serenaded by the Hodags.
That's right.
You know, family over there.
I saw Hodag. And he saw me.
Came over. Barnaby wasn't there, of course.
I got to ride a Hodag this weekend.
Yeah, they wanted me to.
They literally yelled at me across basically a gymnasium. They were in the gymnasium. We were up in the VIP area or whatever. And, that's what the room was, wasn't it? The VIP. Well, it was for like, we weren't the VIPs, but it was the VIP like early access room or whatever for the customers. So we were up in whatever that room was. And then there was a third room that Cliff was in as well, and the rest of them. But so they separated all of us this year. But we were with Seth Breedlove and the gift shop for Crypticon and MetaZoo and a couple other booths as well. But we were in that room. And
Blackgate.
Yeah, Blackgate Studios. Yep. They did tattooing and horror
special effects,
And there was an etched glass vendor across from us. They did beer glasses and stuff with all cryptids on them. And then next to them was a girl that had all felt.
The jewelry girls.
Oh yeah, the jewelry stand, yep. Yeah. And then I never walked over there.
I know, I never did either.
I never got over there because I never even went by Seth Breedlove. Oh, Small Town Monsters
over
booth.
There, but they weren't open yet.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get over there. And then in the corner there was
she had Christmas scarves.
Kind of like arts and stuff.
He does the embroidery on all the stuff and draws the designs. I think he does, not tattooing, but does designs too. And then they especially, the booth that was with them had purses and pouches and stuff, and he designed the fabrics. And then they had the fabrics made to make all these purses and stuff. And then his wife or girlfriend was making stockings, Christmas stockings and stuff out of this Bigfoot and a lot of other character fabrics. Yeah, I talked about it.
And then we had the Star Wars reenactor
the pictures,
guys there. Yeah, they were over there. There was Stormtrooper, and there was
there was a Krampus.
Oh, they weren't with them though,
They were over there.
Yeah. They had a sand person last year. I didn't see him this year, but.
A lot of Star Wars guys.
Yeah, a lot of different ones. There was another guy dressed up with a lightsaber over there.
He was petting Yoda.
Oh.
I tapped him on the head. Star Wars. Sorry.
I don't know Star Wars. I
can't think of his name.
At least you know who Yoda was.
Yeah. I got Star Wars and Indiana Jones mixed up. Too many hats.
Oh, good.
Too many hats.
Because those
place.
Are definitely
I know,
unique.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Star Wars is definitely like Indiana Jones.
Say that name.
Yeah.
I did.
Let's see. Mark Marcel was there. Matt Pruitt was there.
Michael Lynch?
Mika. Mika?
He was there. I don't know who he is.
Chris
Williams.
Yep. I was trying to go down that line.
I know.
Yeah. So Chris Williams, then Ben Hansen, and then Maria Mayer. I think that was all for the. Oh, Charlie Raymond. That's who I was missing because he was never in his booth.
Yeah.
Every time I went over there, I always saw his wife and his dog, but I didn't see him.
Never saw him.
I saw him. Once in the bathroom.
Darth Stroker.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep.
I talked to him.
Okay. Yep, he was there in that room as well. I talked to Sasquatch Gear, something like that. And they gave me a sticker for the trailer because they saw my trailer and it was so cool. And they said that they really wanted to see one of their stickers on our trailer. So they let me pick out a sticker for the trailer. So I have a Sasquatch research permit now, officially. For that, and then I got a little metal, like a driver's license size card, but it's metal, and it's a chupacabra research permit. And I told him about, I was really excited about the chupacabra, and she showed me a picture that she took from her front yard of, or from her front window of her neighbor's yard, and there's this creature in the yard that. She said it looked very mangy. It didn't have any hair on its tail. It had a very long tail. It's canine. It could be...
Long-legged.
Yes, very long-legged. That's the problem with it. It could be a coyote, but it looks too tall. But this would be down in Tennessee.
The chupacabras, don't they usually have shorter front legs than their back legs or something? That's why it makes them look so weird. Not shaped right.
The Texas Blue Dogs?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Too much Ken Gearhart.
Too much Ken Gearhart.
The ones where they have the stuffed ones that he goes with.
That's the Texas Blue Dogs.
Yeah.
Not a chupacabra.
Well, that lady claims it's a chupacabra.
Yeah, she claims. There's a whole,
that's
a whole species.
That's
kind of
what it looked like. Except
it
this
did,
has really
yeah.
long legs. And
yeah.
It's a very tall coyote.
Yeah. So,
no
I don't know.
Hair. Yeah, there was no hair.
I don't know what it was, but she said it was very weird. Sent me a copy of the picture, so I have a copy of it, but it definitely was a weird-looking critter. She said it came down from the mountains across the street from her house, and then it was, well, that's good. I can't go over anymore, so. She said it was in her neighbor's yard and she got a picture of it, which is really cool because a lot of people tend to actually get pictures of these things.
It's not a bad picture.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good picture of the back of it.
The back and the side. Yeah, you can see the head, it's just facing away from you, but
which is another thing, that those dogs have different teeth.
Well, that'd be a pretty far range for a Texas Blue Dog to be all the way up in Tennessee. I don't know what it is. It's interesting. What else?
What's that other podcast? Midnight. Sorry. I'm trying to give you a plug.
Kentucky. Midnight Kentucky. Kentucky Midnight. Midnight something. They got all their cards.
Look up a podcast that says Midnight something.
Kentucky and Midnight. Cryptids of the Corn was there. They're another podcast. I haven't listened to them. Map in Black. Who was just on our Halloween episode. Jeff Craig was there, and he's the guy that will be doing the Frogman Festival in March. We're going to be down there. MetaZoo's going to be there. It's going to be a pretty cool first event there for the Frogman Festival in Ohio. And he was there.
Tom Shea.
I didn't see him.
Oh, I saw him. Oh. But I didn't know where he was. I saw him.
Yeah, I didn't see a booth for him or nothing.
That, but I didn't see where he was actually set up. Whereas when I walked around, most of the tables were empty yet. I didn't get to walk around again because somebody else doesn't stay in the stand.
So that's pretty much me.
Yeah.
You could have walked around. You didn't ask. I asked you if you were right. You had to go, I think.
Saturday, there was no time.
Yeah, Saturday was so busy.
Sunday, I was too tired.
Been a long weekend. Going back to Friday, we stopped at Popelick, Kentucky to check out the Popelick Monster at the Popelick Train Trestle. So you guys can look forward to seeing some stuff from there coming up in the future. We filmed for a couple hours there.
Yeah.
We did something that I don't think has this is bad. We did something I don't think has been done there before. But we did try a new research technique there. And I think it'll be interesting when you guys get to see that. So looking forward to putting that out for you. This does a little spoiler. We are working on Goatman research now as well. So hopefully you guys can stay tuned and get some Goatman action. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
I like that. Goatman action. Yeah. We got a lot in Wisconsin. I did not realize how much Goatman stuff was in Wisconsin. Monday Morning Monsters, a while ago, I had our own team member Resnick on. And we were talking about legends and lore and stuff that was in his, you know, native legends and stuff. And he was talking about the Goatman. And a lot of people on the reservation where he lives have actually claimed to see the Goatman on the reservation. So, interesting. And then a couple weeks later, I was talking to Chad Lewis. And he also was talking about Goatman in Wisconsin. So we are going to start looking at that. So that's one of the reasons why we stopped in Popelick, Kentucky to do some filming for that to show with the rest of the Goatman stuff. So. What have you been working on?
For what?
Anything. Caps. What have you been researching? What have you been reading lately?
I went to see Chad Lewis. Folklore, which is Christmas. I haven't told somebody that. Which show was I on? I talked about that already. I don't know.
That would have been Monday Morning Monsters.
Oh, okay. Go see Chad Lewis. He's fun. He's entertaining. And he's very knowledgeable. Yeah. You know, and I mean, his winter folklore is really interesting because there's a lot of stuff in there I didn't know. And, so it's kind of creepy. Let's see. Reading a murder mystery right now because I'm taking a break from all this stuff.
Well, this is our last convention of the season for the year.
Nobody got murdered, we know, but, you know.
This is our last convention of this year until Frogman so far in March, unless something pops up before that, but I don't think so because it's going to be cold and crappy and I don't want to go anywhere. So we do have some investigations and stuff going on over the winter, but nothing like public that we can kind of talk about, you know, yet. So we'll still be out there doing stuff, a lot of video editing on my end and research and gearing up for next year. We got a lot of stuff next year already scheduled all the way through June, so we'll be on the road a lot. filming for our new show on the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts, which is on Paraflix Paranormal Plus. It is a streaming service just like Netflix or Discovery Plus and those things. So it's only $3.99 a month. You can go and subscribe. You can go to our website. And if you subscribe using the link on WisconsinCaps.com, we get a dollar. So it doesn't cost you any extra. It's still your $3.99 a month, or it's about $30 a year to subscribe. And it is all paranormal and cryptid-related shows. It's called Paraflix with two X's. And yeah, you can also use promo code when you check out. CAPS, C-A-P-S, 10, 1-0, not spelled out. So C-A-P-S, 1-0 for your promo code at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your first 3 months of your subscription as well. So that's cool. It lets them know that you subscribed from something that you heard with us, and you know, lets them know that we're good on the network. So our show, the first episode was actually trending number one the week it came out on the platform, so that's exciting. Thanks for all you guys that checked that out and watch it. And for those of you who did and came to the podcast now and have just discovered CAPS, welcome. Glad to have you. glad to have you. Oh, yeah. So.
And for any of those new people I talked to, I said, go in there, listen to us, watch us, and make fun of us. You know, now you know why. And they're all like, oh, we wouldn't do that. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
We always try it. I mean, I'm a big...
We're too serious when we're investigating.
Yeah.
And... You know, it's hard because he gets grumpy.
We do. So. You know, like, you listen to our shows and like this, we have a lot of fun and mess around and stuff. But when we go out and investigate, we do take it very serious. And, you know, especially like if we're doing private houses and stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're there to work and do a job
and
stuff.
You can't make it too dark, you know. I mean, some of the places bad and... can't let that get to you. You gotta stay more positive.
You gotta keep your energy up as well.
You know, that's why we have friends like Jeremy Leonard and Dustin Berry that try and keep things light, you know, but yet still have fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff that we filmed this year that you're gonna get to see next year. We've been working with Ellie Wiesensell and Stephanie Lynn and Anne, oh man, I can't say her last name.
Anne Holman? Yeah. Oh man.
And something. I'm sorry.
I don't know her last name.
Yeah, your last name is, yep. Anyway, but we've been working with the three of those psychics and Zabel.
Angela
Zabel, there we go. I'm sorry. too many names this weekend. I don't know anybody. I'll just call them by whatever the heck I can remember. But we've been working with all four of them, and we got some really cool stuff coming out on our shows with them this year. For those of you who got to check out our Halloween special this year, it was live from Barbara Post's and Rick Post's house. If you're familiar with that, it was on our episode, It's Elemental, My Dear. And we got a lot of confirmation of what we had already kind of puzzled together about that property, as well as some new information. And I think there's going to be a follow-up episode.
Yeah, we need to go back and see.
Well,
there's a lot of things you need to go back and see.
After the live ended, yes. We were there for several hours after that investigating, and... Ellie and Stephanie did a lot of other work there, and Resnick. And so I think that at some point, well, we still even need to go back and put the rest of, there's another whole investigation of that property that you guys haven't seen yet either, that we've kind of been working there for a while. So there's a lot of stuff coming out of that place. There's another whole house that we investigated with Ellie and Anne and Stephanie. So there's another whole episode on that. So Ellie and Stephanie are pretty much with the group. You know, I mean, they Stephanie actually applied to be a member of CAPS, so we
have a long way to come to, you know, investigate with us. So it's
But they do conventions all over the state and Iowa and everything.
A long way to investigate with them too.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there, if you're listening and you have any issues paranormal wise or stuff like that, we have a lot of people at our disposal that we have picked up over the last couple years. You know, like we said, Dustin Perry, Jeremy Leonard, you know, Ellie Wiesenthal, Stephanie. I'd slaughter her last name. Stephanie Lynn. She does Chat with Charlie on WLTK DB Radio as well. You can go check out her show. I'm missing one. Dayette Renee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could tell you. I had the Renee.
We haven't worked with her, but...
Yeah. Well, I have. I've worked with her a little on other stuff and that, but... So we have a lot of people at our disposal that we can reference or bring in as well to work with the team as well.
And
as
they
just
also
the
do stuff remotely.
Yes.
You know, they can. Yep. They give us all kinds of information before we even get to a place. You know, they don't even know about the place yet. So.
Oh, and we did. They came out to Bean Snappers as well.
Yep.
I forgot that one. Yep. So there'll be new stuff coming out with that too as well. And that was a really interesting day investigating. Learned a lot and had a lot of stuff again that we've already done confirmed by stuff that they've investigated and realized. We've been working with them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Tried to go with them, but I had to work.
Oh yeah, they had an investigation, but I had to work. Well, actually, I didn't have to work. I had Monday Morning Monsters, and I couldn't go to the investigation that they invited us to. But and then she had to work. But yeah,
so
we get. We got a lot of new paranormal equipment. As I said, we just got two new devices given to us this weekend, but you'll hear more about that on the next episode. And then I purchased a couple new pieces of equipment. I got an EMF tripwire, which is a 36-foot long light wire that you can lay out in a loop, or you can lay it out in a straight line down a hallway, and you can literally watch things walk up and down the hallway based on their energy. It's really cool. A guy brought one to an investigation at Bean Snappers a couple weeks ago, and I got to finally see one in action, so I went out and purchased one of our own. So we haven't personally used ours yet, but now we have one of those. We also got one of the Paralights, which is a big EMF meter, but it looks like a little lantern. Yeah, but it's very bright. You can see it across the room. It's a very cool piece of equipment. So, got a lot of new stuff coming. What else? Snowball says hi. I have we talked about you were reading some new books and stuff. I started listening to a couple new podcasts. I've been on Paranormal Almanac. I think we've talked about that show before. I got to be on the 200th episode of Paranormal Almanac and with Kurt Sandvig. He's a great guy, great host of his show, well-researched, and I had a lot of fun doing that. Glad to be part of his 200th episode. And another new podcast that I just started listening to, I want to give a shout out for, is called Myth Monsters. And she is out of the United Kingdom, and she has very snack bite episodes of her show, which are about 10 to 20 minute long episodes, depending on which one. And each episode focuses on a different mythological creature or a cryptid. And they're from all over the world. She has done some from Japan, and Ireland, Scotland, UK, United States, Africa, all kinds of stuff. And they're very, again, very well-informed episodes, even on basic stuff that I thought I knew a lot about. I actually learned some stuff from her. And even if you know everything about a certain cryptid, or you think you do, she also does relevant information for modern culture. So she references art, like historical art pieces painted by, you know, famous artists or whatever, as well as any links to movies that they were in, TV shows, video games, and that stuff. So she kind of gives you a modern day representation of how these things are being depicted. And this is all in 15 minutes. She goes through a lot of information, description. She does etymology of the word and or the name of it and how it came to be. And she also agreed to come on my show, Monday Morning Monsters, and I think she'll be on in January. So it'd be Erin from Myth Monsters Podcast. So go give her a listen over online, wherever you listen to podcasts. Go check out her show, Myth Monsters. It's a really good show. And then come back and watch her in January on Monday Morning Monsters on WLTK DB Talk Radio. That is my show every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. And you can go check us out there. A lot of big stuff coming up. A lot of cool stuff. We have another new show that will start on Paraflix eventually. It will be Spirits of Macville. And it is going to be a very in-depth series that's all investigating and stuff from Bean Snappers. So we have a lot. We have 2 years of investigating, evidence, tours, and all kinds of stuff that we've recorded and captured there. And we've kind of just been sitting on it because I was going to do another whole full episode and just kind of thought, you know, there's so much stuff, kind of like finding Haydn, that I wanted to put it out in a more anthology kind of thing. So Spirits of Macville will be coming out eventually, and I think that's going to be, I'm not sure if that's going to Paraflix or to YouTube, but also coming out is season 2 of Finding Haydn. I'm hoping to have that start premiering in May, kind of as a lead up and get excited for the next Marinette Menominee Bigfoot convention on June 9th and 10th in Marinette, Wisconsin at the Riverside, Marriott Hotel? Well, I don't know anything.
Best Western?
I
think it's Riverfront. I don't know. But
it's River.
It's best. It's the only Best Western in Marinette. yeah. Why don't you tell them about that? Try and sell some tickets.
Tickets go on sale in January?
Nope.
Yeah. January 1st, I believe, is when we're going to start. Well, maybe not January 1st, but beginning of January. We are going to start selling general admission, VIP, and special event tickets for the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Convention. Yes.
Oh.
Yep. VIP tickets. So this is what we got. We have general admission
didn't know about
on.
That.
We have general.
We're pretty much the committee.
We have general admission tickets that go on sale, and you can get them at the door or in online. And that covers your Saturday admission to the vendors and the speakers. And that'll be all day Saturday. I think it starts at 10 a.m. until 5 or 6 p.m. I think it's, yeah, something like that, 5 or 6. And then we have some great speakers lined up. I'll tell you one of them, which I haven't even released online yet because I want to talk about their thing.
You?
Me? I don't know if he's going to be there.
Oh.
Okay. He's pretty busy. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can make
it. Might not make it.
Yeah. No, so that's our general admission tickets covers you all day Saturday to hear the presentations and check out our vendors. If you want to be a vendor, send me an email at WisconsinCaps, Wisconsin spelled out, and then C-A-P-S @gmail.com, and tell me you want to be a vendor, let me know what you sell, and I will get back to you and get you the information to become a vendor. The booths are $40, and you get 1 6-foot table and 2 chairs, and you're right in the same room as the speakers, so you get to hear all the speakers for the whole day as well.
It's very limited space, so yeah. We're trying not to like double book kinds of things, you know.
Yep. And you do have to have some sort of cryptid paranormal stuff. Like, we don't want any like Tupperware something. Vendors or you know, candles or stuff like that. You know, it's gotta be cryptid, Bigfoot, paranormal related. So that's the other reason, we just want to know what you sell. But anybody's welcome as far as you got that stuff. We had a couple vendors signed up already. That's cool. And so then, Friday night, June 9th, we have a special VIP dinner. VIP dinner. And you get to come and have dinner with all of our guest speakers from the convention. And that's going to be pretty cool. We got some interesting people coming. And some people that you have not seen and you'd want to see. Some people that you have seen on TV that you have not seen in person yet at any convention.
And you know what? Juan has already listed on his website he is going to be there. So you can tell, you know,
We can tell that one too,
We can tell that one because he's already put it out there.
Right. So,
I don't know who else you were going to talk about, but...
Well, the one that has the other special event.
Okay. Yeah, that would make
sense.
And
then, so that's Friday night. You can come have dinner with all of our speakers. One of our speakers we absolutely can't talk about yet because they are under contract right now. And if they end up having to film for their show, they're going to have to back out because it's going to be a conflicting dates situation. And so we don't want to give that one away. But it's really exciting if they can make it or if they can come in while they're filming too. I mean, if they are filming for their season and can make it, they will. They are confirmed, will come as long as they can do it with their schedule. And I guarantee you, at this point, they have not spoken at any other convention. So this is really cool. This will be a neat speaker, and they have a lot of great stories. So that's really exciting
inside
for our convention. Yes, behind the scenes stuff and more local stories from that area. So it's really cool. But we're really hoping we get them, and we can't tell you who it is because we don't want to. Yeah. But who will be there Saturday night, the other special event, is Angela Zabel, is a psychic medium and life coach, and she will be there doing a gallery reading. She will be giving a presentation Saturday morning. She will have a booth set up that you can go and get card readings and other stuff done with her, and then she will be doing a psychic gallery reading to talk with loved ones, possibly, and stuff that have passed away. And that will be Saturday night. That is an additional cost to come to that. So
and
you have general.
You can just buy a ticket to that if you don't want to come to the convention.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
You can buy the dinner, general admission, and the gallery reading all separate, or you get a discount. This is your VIP ticket. If you buy all three of them together. So you can buy any combination of the three, or you can just do the one. So, or any of them, I guess.
Yeah.
You do not have to come to the convention to do any of the other events. You can just come to the dinner, you can just come to the convention, or you can just come to the gallery. So, the prices and everything will be available, like I said, January 1st, and you can start purchasing early January. I won't promise January 1st, but early January, The tickets go on sale for the convention. The convention is the 9th for the VIP dinner, and then Angela, and the convention is on Saturday. And then you wanted me to talk about the other speaker.
He
released it. So
he has it out there.
Our other speaker this year, returning, who was supposed to be there last year but had a conflict,
he was invisible last year.
Yeah, will be Chad Lewis. So our first two guest speaker announcements are Angela Zabel, psychic medium and life coach, and Chad Lewis, legend tripper and dare seeker and author with over 20-some books under his belt. Yeah,
we're going to have three more.
Yes.
Just for us.
Yep. So Chad Lewis, Angela Zabel will be there, and we have, I think, three other speakers. So...
I know two. I don't.
The one we can't talk about.
Yeah. And you.
Yeah. And
we can't talk about you either.
Can't talk about me. We got assigned, the CAPS team got assigned a project by the rest of the committee. And we are hoping to do a presentation on this project that we will be one of the things that we're working on over this winter that I said we couldn't talk about.
We might have special guests.
We may have a special guest for that, yes. So, not in May, in June.
Not talking anymore.
That's right. And, no, it's a podcast. You have to talk. Snowball doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Right. So, in... there you go. That's Snowball. And, So, CAPS team will probably be presenting as well. We probably will. Whether we give the presentation that we were assigned or possibly just another local Bigfoot stuff will depend on if everything kind of falls into place for our presentation that we got assigned to do. So we're working on it. But it'll still be a local information from the Marinette Menominee, Wisconsin, Michigan area. So we're doing local stuff for them.
Oh, and as far as buying tickets, especially for the dinner, you got to buy them early because we need to, figure out what we need. I think that has to be in maybe a month ahead of time, at least.
Yeah, the dinner has to be purchased in advance. You cannot get the dinner tickets at the door. Because it is per plate, so we have to give them a final number for the dinner in advance.
Yeah.
So it's going to be mid-May that's going to be your cutoff, early to mid-May, that you're no longer going to be able to get tickets to the dinner. So if you're interested in coming and having dinner with the speakers, and again, you're going to want to get that ticket, because if we get the personality that we want, you're going to want to come see them. So,
well, the other one too.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're all worth coming to see.
The other one has very unique,
yes,
stories to tell, and
a very interesting perspective.
Theories.
Yeah,
lots of theories.
So we're gonna save that one a little bit.
Everybody's thing is a theory. Nobody knows. So, but he just has different.
I think they all come with different perspectives.
Yeah.
So
this will be totally different than other conventions. I don't think he's spoken at conventions either.
He has, but...
he's been on podcasts and stuff. But
he hasn't for a while, so...
Yeah.
But, so very excited to have both of our other guests. But we're going to save him until a little bit later to release our last confirmed. He will be there. Will be there 100% as of now, unless something tragic happens or something. But he will be there. And then our final presenter is confirmed pending on their show schedule. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. But
at least we shouldn't have any snow problems or whatever. June.
Well, I don't know where they're from. So, yeah.
You never know. I don't think they have snow there. Well, never mind.
I think they do. All right, guys, so I think we are just about here. Yep, we're just at our hour mark here. So hopefully you guys can come out and check out the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot and Paranormal Convention. If you go to WisconsinCaps.com and you click on public events, or I think even, maybe not yet, on the homepage, there's usually a link to the Marinette Menominee Convention. I don't know if that's up yet because the tickets aren't available. But if you go to the public events page and then click on Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Convention, it'll take you to the page. And you can see all the stuff that we talked about, see the prices and everything. And then, like I said, early January, we're going to get the tickets up for sale so that you guys can start purchasing those. And if you want to come to the VIP dinner Friday, June 9th, you got to get your tickets in hopefully before May, because I think...
Yeah, it's got to be before that.
Yeah, sometime in May is going to be the cutoff of no more tickets for that.
Unless, you know, unless we still have room, you know, but...
It's limited, you know.
It's limited to a certain point, and then if we sell more tickets than that, then it'll be... I don't know. It's hard to figure out.
There's only so much room to have where we're having dinner. Yeah. So we will get you more information again in January and get your tickets by May for that. The gallery, you can buy tickets all the way up to even the start of the event. She has no problem with that. There's no limit on the amount of people to that event. She said it's open to everyone. So, You can purchase tickets at the door.
People.
You can purchase at the door, online, or right before the gallery reading starts. Even, you know, if you want to come and whatever. But your VIP tickets to get all three are going to also be terminated in early May as well, because it includes the dinner. So make sure you get that purchased if you want that. And again, early January, tickets will be on sale for that. So, yeah. That's all.
Okay.
All
right. Dead air.
Well, that's when Snowball was supposed to talk. There it is. That's it. All right, guys. So, until next time, I am your host, Barnaby Jones.
I'm,
And Snowball.
he's tired. I don't know. He didn't want to do it.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. To find out more about cryptids, anomalies, and the Paranormal Society, visit us at our website at WisconsinCaps.com. That's Wisconsin, CAPS.com. There you can find links to all of our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and our Patreon. You will see links to our online store as well, where you can get t-shirts, DVDs, and more. If you click on the public events page, you can find out where you can meet us in person and all the public events we have coming up. If you enjoy our podcast or our YouTube shows, please consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/WisconsinCaps. There you can find behind-the-scenes pictures and videos from all of our media, as well as bonus footage and evidence that we have collected. If you have encountered something you can't explain, we want to hear from you. Visit our website and click on Submit a Report on our main screen. You can choose to leave your contact information or simply remain anonymous. You can also reach us via email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please contact us on our Whispers from the Dark podcast page on Facebook, or send us an email at wisconsincaps.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen or watch or find us.